Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Only you can make all this world.
I know you don't hear stuff like this on the radio much anymore, but that's Tony Williams, the lead singer for the Platters. From the way, way, way back machine. And if you like that kind of music, it doesn't get any better than the Platters. 23 after, welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Ed Kopf is our guest. Ed, you don't remember the Platters, do you? You're too young.
Oh, I certainly do. In fact, I can listen to them these days on Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
The world's helped us step back into the past.
You know, that's exactly right. And you know, instead of, you know, on the regular channels, you hear Jay-Z and some of those guys. In 50 years, you won't be hearing those guys, but you'll still be hearing the Platters, I think.
No, I think you're right about that.
Hey, Ed, thanks for being here. Good to have you with us again. About Ed's, folks, in the previous segment, Ed was helping us do some year-end thinking and helping us get ready for the new year. Is an outstanding, one of the great management experts of our time, the co-founder of BMC Associates, an organization that helps small businesses just like yours and mine put their best foot forward, resolve any issues they have, partnerships, family businesses, conflict resolution. Those are the things you and David Gage specialize in, aren't they, Ed?
They are. We love doing them. So
yeah.
I hate to have people have conflicts, but we love helping them resolve.
And they do it well, too, folks. So check them out at bmcassociates.com. Ed, let's talk about the family a little bit. We talked in the previous segment about separating holiday Christmas gifts from performance bonuses, year-end bonus, whether it be bonuses you've earned or raises. We didn't even mention raises. Folks, don't commingle raises, year-end raises, with the holidays either. That's a mistake, too. So, but what about family issues at this time of year?
Well, one of the things that we've seen, unfortunately, causing difficulties for some of our family business clients is unintentional problems created by tax accountants who come in and say you've got to minimize your profits at this time of year, you've got to maximize your gifting, all these sorts of things.
Huh.
It's good tax advice.
Yeah.
But it can cause problems in the family. I mean, one of the things we've seen certainly is advice to gift ownership at the annual maximum rate, gift stock in the company to as many members of the family as possible.
Oh.
At the end of each year. And always retaining control, always retaining enough for yourself.
Right.
But avoid that eventual estate tax by distributing ownership now.
Right.
And what we've seen happen too often is that down the road, there are real resentments among the children, let's say, who come to work in the family business and devote their
mm-hmm.
lives to it. And then there are other children who have little or nothing to do with it, and they each are equal owners
yeah.
of that business. And that can cause a lot of resentment.
That's disproportionate, isn't it? Do you hear the argument, well, you're getting paid to work in the company, so that's your compensation for your participation in the business. The shares are because you're a member of the family. Is that what you hear?
We do hear that, but it doesn't it's not very convincing.
It doesn't cut it, does it?
The family who are in the business.
Yeah.
And who are trying to grow the thing. And, frankly, if when you're in a business, as a family member or otherwise, and owning and running that business, there's no compensation that you can get that really at a market rate that justifies the kind
that's
of
exactly right.
that you
that's
make
exactly
for that
right.
business.
Even for the owners, many times, most small business owners could go get a job, so could have stayed employed somewhere else and made a lot more money than they did as an owner.
Absolutely, on an hourly basis, there's no one who's farther below the minimum wage
that's right.
than business owners.
That's right.
we had a case recently of this sort, and there was a refinement to it. There was an insurance insurance policy that was eventually going to allow the son, who was really building the business very well, to buy buy back the stock from his siblings. But that turned out not to be enough to get the job done, and there were very serious trouble in the family. We got it straightened out because everybody had goodwill and understood what was going on. But any time an accountant recommends giving ownership in your business to someone else, think well beyond the tax consequences, because you really are taking on new owners when you do that.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. And then you got... You don't. And as much as you love your children, you know, you don't always know how that relationship is going to turn out long term. I mean, families are hard, aren't they? Sometimes.
They sure. I mean, another case where goodwill and generosity we've seen turn into a difficulty is at the end of the year. Again, accountants saying, "Let's get rid of all that profit." And let's get it off of your tax form at a higher rate and onto your children's tax form at a lower rate. And parents very generously, business-owning parents, give large year-end bonuses to their children, and that can create troubles too.
Yeah, I don't think you should be distributing money based on the tax code, or I think you should be doing it for the right reasons or for business reasons. Hey, Ed, good information. Good job today. Come back soon.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, Ed. BMCAssociates.com, by the way, folks. Check out his website. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.